This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean stride.
Think about the arrogance of Biden just saying, hey, it's going up. Get used to it. It's all Russia's fault. And then the talking points how the Democrats are. We're going to stop Putin and make him pay. I think people are filthy rich. They've got drivers that drive them around. And to them, hey, it's no pain to them. And they just pass it on to you, their enemy. Here it is. The answer in the EU and here and everywhere else with exploding energy prices from devaluation of currencies and now these wars and the sanctions is, oh, we need trillions in new green deals, more windmills, more electric cars. Stephen Colbert laughed two nights ago. He said, I almost played the clip, but he's so arrogant and insufferable, I can't even look at him. He goes, I don't have to worry. I've got a Tesla. And look, nothing against Teslas, nothing against electric cars. They cost a lot of money, and it takes twice as much carbon on average to make a electric car. And then most of the electricity generated that the cars get uses more carbon to produce the electricity than the fuel does right there in the engine. Because you lose on average about half the energy when you're transferring it down power lines and then into the vehicle. The West Texas stuff that was a giant multi-billion-dollar boondoggle of Obama that made a lot of money for Boone Pickens and other people, it loses over 60 to 70% of the power in the 400-mile journey. Pretty incredible, huh? So it's all just a giant joke. A windmill will never produce the amount of energy of the carbon it took just to make those big giant things in their lifetime. You can look this up. You hear what I just said? Those windmills break in a couple years on average, gotta be replaced. The amount of carbon it takes to make those giant, colossal eyesores is more energy than it'll ever produce. But it's a scam, though, and the globalists run their own little companies while they tell you, oh, we're cutting your fuel off to save the earth, wink, wink, while they block all the real technologies. 0 point, all of it's real. Yep, Toyota's chief says electric vehicles are overhyped, unaffordable for average people. And he goes on to admit that they use just as much carbon or more. Now, if you want one and you think they're cool, there's some really cool electric cars out there. And boy, I wish they'd make cars that cool for gas, because there's some cool stuff. Chevy, the Mustang, Teslas are beautiful cars. There's a lot of cool new electric vehicles. It's just, it takes too long to charge them. And when they break, you got big problems. And almost all the parts are made overseas. And it's just a screw job. It's a screw job. Here's Biden talking about how we need to get on the green train to fix the gas prices, which they said they were going to raise prices so high on fossil fuels that it'll bankrupt you, which is their plan. Here it is.
This crisis is a stark reminder. To protect our economy over the long term, we need to become energy independent. I've had numerous conversations over the last 3 months with our European friends of how they have to wean themselves off of Russian oil. It's just not tenable. It should motivate us to accelerate the transition to clean energy.
You know what bankrupted? They don't deny it. Economists don't. Spain went all in 15 years ago on green energy. Shut down all their coal plants, shut down a bunch of other systems. Hell, they're even going for natural gas now all over the world. It's been shut down here, totally clean. And they just said, nope. And they shut them down, and now Spain's over. Spain's got 40-some percent unemployment, and young people, 20-some percent of the general public. It's an absolute hellhole. And that's what the communists do. They want control. They want you poor. They want to dictate the terms of your surrender. That's the New World Order. Feudalism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Last question.
All right, one of our longest-running guests, over 23 years or so he's been coming on, Joel Skousen's a former Marine Corps naval aviator, Marine Corps officer, best-selling author, researcher, the top secure home builder in the world, they say, and a good friend of mine. And he is not a big fan of the Ruskies and trusts them about as far as he can throw them. So I wanted to get him on with his perspective on, I see China being the big beneficiary of all this, and world leaders are now refusing to talk to Biden. The Wall Street Journal reports they're now confirming these labs in Russia while trying to deny that previously. Biden's cavalier attitude about let them eat cake. Yeah, your gas prices are going up. Just get used to it. Senate hearings where Pentagon experts are warning that Putin may launch a preemptive nuclear strike and vaporize a Ukrainian city to make them capitulate, a la Hiroshima Nagasaki 1945. There is a lot to get into here, Joel. WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor over there. Excellent information at the World Affairs Brief. Give us the 35,000-foot view in your opinion, and then where you think this is all going, and then drill into any of these areas you want to get into.
Well, thanks, Alex. The Russians are rather stalled in Ukraine, even though they have air superiority over the entire country, and they've got by far the largest military on the ground and armor and artillery sections. The Ukrainian army is pretty well neutralized at this point. But the big thing the Russians did not count on is the heavy resistance within the cities of the Ukrainian people themselves. You know, the government gave a lot of AK-47s and other arms. Russia wanted to walk in and neutralize the Ukrainian military and then cut a deal and get them to capitulate. And that hasn't happened. And Ukraine, fortunately, is refusing their negotiated settlement with the Russians. But the Russians clearly wanted this over with very, very quickly, with very few civilian casualties. And now that's all out the window. In fact, in order to push Zelensky into agreeing to demilitarize, remember, this is not just you know, give up and be a neutral and not join NATO. He wants Ukraine completely demilitarized, either by destroying the military or by them voluntarily saying, we give up and let you take over the entire military. Now, no country would really want to do that, obviously. And so now, you know, Putin has started leveling cities. Mariupol and Kharkiv have been mostly leveled now. A tremendous amount of damage and destruction in those cities. So the civilian population is being, you know, contrary to what he said, I'm not going to harm civilians. This is clearly an attack on civilians now. And the issue of, you know, Zelensky is calling for more aircraft from NATO, especially the MiG aircraft from Poland. But this is untenable because there are no airfields to land at or to refuel or to they've all been blasted by the Russians. So they'd have to go back to Poland and reland and be rearmed, et cetera, which would draw NATO into the conflict, which, as I've said in the World Affairs Brief, neither the U.S. or NATO want to actually stop Putin from winning this war. They don't want to get involved. But they are successful in making Putin show his hand that that basically he's going to try to take back. This is the first of the, well, not the first. It's the second. Belarus was the first, or Georgia in 2008 was attacked and taken back into the you know, the Russian orbit. And now they want Ukraine back because of all the natural resources. They have, of course, it's the breadbasket of Russia. It used to produce most of the nuclear missiles for the Soviet Union. And the U.S. put in several biological weapons labs. I had the chuckle of Victoria Nuland saying that the Ukrainians have these. These are U.S. bioweapons labs in Ukraine. They've got them in Bulgaria. They've got them in Romania. Diliana Detancheva, the very courageous investigative reporter out of Bulgaria, has put out a list, which I put a link to in Friday's World Affairs Brief, of all of the U.S. weapons labs. You know, they do this because it's against the law, U.S. law, and so they put these in the former Soviet states. But the bigger issue that we're facing here is a crisis within the conservative movement of the United States, because very few conservatives understand that the Soviet Union faked their own demise in 1989 and 90, that the communists just went underground, that they actually ordered the Berlin Wall to come down. They ordered the dictators to, and they even shot Ceausescu and his wife because they wouldn't step down. They told Erich Honecker, you know, to let the riots go forth and the student riots in Leipzig. And even the Russians who were parading around in Moscow Square in support of Yeltsin were looking around and saying to themselves, where are the KGB? Normally they're always over us and arresting. And so Americans don't understand this. Conservatives don't understand this. They think Reagan won the Cold War by causing the collapse of the Soviet Union, and it isn't true. The Soviet, the communists went underground and faked their own demise in order to get Western aid and trade, which has helped them regain military dominance throughout the world. And so without this understanding, without the understanding that Putin is following on in this great grand deception of faking their own demise, they think, number one, he's a Christian, which he is not. You don't get to be a colonel in the KGB by being a dedicated Christian. Number two, that he is against fighting against globalism. Well, to a certain extent he is, but only in a very limited sense, because even in Syria, for example, he's never, even though he's understood that the U.S. created ISIS and al-Qaeda and other terrorists and things, and he exposed that, and they're lining up at the Turkish border to sell ISIS oil protected by the U.S., he never has come out verbally and attacked the U.S. for this deception. And that's because, you see, both Russia and China want to take down the West and then create their own New World Order under their control. And conservatives, unfortunately, think that Putin is fighting against globalism, so he's our friend, that he's on our side, and that he's going to help us overcome the global New World Order. It's just not true. But, you know, I have to admit, it is revolting. It is, I feel a sense of revulsion at the mainstream media after so many years of covering for Russia, and they're still covering to a large extent from China, for China, and not attacking them, ever since Donald Trump was elected, they came out early and started to link, you know, Russia improperly with election fraud or collusion with Donald Trump. And it was totally made up. But I've long said in the World Affairs Brief, I told my subscribers that when you watch the globalists, instead of covering for the Soviet Union and the fall, which they did, they could have seen the phony fall just like I did, but they refused to, they wanted to let it go so that they could give that aid and trade. Remember, they're building weapons. They're building future enemies in Russia and China.
Phil Skousen, stay there. We're going to come back with this key point from your perspective. You've been saying this for a long time. And that when we saw the West then turn against Russia, that meant something big was about to happen. We're entering a new phase of all this. We'll come right back and look at so many angles and where you think this is going to go next. Straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stalin had a deal, and then they broke that. Hitler did with Operation Barbarossa, and he thought Stalin was about to break the deal. And I know that Joel was on with us, last time, saying he thinks that Zelensky was basically a double agent with the Russians. I wonder what his perspective is on that now. I'm not saying he's wrong, and I'm not lionizing Putin. I know he was like the head of the KGB in large areas like East Berlin. And that's a very important position. You know, he had major interfaces with the CIA and the globalists. And I know that he's a graduate of the Davos School, the class of 93, that first class that Merkel and others were part of. And so I understand there's an international globalist force that basically is trying to have all countries follow the same satanic plan. But there are the power blocks of China, Russia, and the Anglo-American establishment. So they have a lot of the same aims. But when we talk about communists and the fall of the Berlin Wall, well, a lot of those communists from Eastern Europe just became the new European Union. So I just look at the policies and I see the things that are happening. And I saw Putin's speeches, which even if he doesn't mean it, if we think Joel Skousen is right, saying Lenin did a bad thing, letting Ukraine be independent, saying we're going to decommunize this right before he invaded, basically saying we need to be Christian and get back to our roots, and going and endorsing the Orthodox Church. I see Russia moving to more kind of a nationalistic, strongman type system, still using some of the same tactics, but moving away from Hollywood and the left and the Bolshevik system that was really, I see it as a Western infection that took over from the czars and used that as a colony. I don't see Russia as the heart of the communist program worldwide. I see the global technocrats seeding the communist Chinese and seeding the communist Russians. And then I understand they're real power blocks, I agree with Joel, that are then struggling against the West. But out of that Hegelian dialectic of synthesis, the West uses that tyranny to build its own tyranny in the name of countering that tyranny, and then finally uses that huge KGB-style apparatus against the Christians here in this country. But you got cut off by the break, Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, and you were getting to the big point.
Well, it's a complex situation because, first of all, because of the phony fall of the Soviet Union, of the communists going underground, Putin claiming to be an anti-communist, you can't trust that. You can't trust his claims to be a Christian. You know, it's very naive of Christians to say, Bill Clinton claiming to be a Christian and they don't believe it.
Or Joe Biden.
They know he's... Or Obama or Joe Biden, all these people claiming, and they don't believe it. But when Putin says, I'm a Christian, they believe it because they want to have a savior. They want somebody to come in and save us from our globalists. But I'll tell you, Putin is not the savior. Putin has his own set of weapons of mass destruction, and they're not being built for defensive purposes. These are purely offensive nuclear weapons. And believe me, this war is not going to start with the United States through Ukraine.
I want you to talk about different war scenarios and these Pentagon drills of a billion people dying in a scenario starting in Ukraine. But before we do that, you got caught up on the break. You were saying when you see the West turn against Russia, when they've been propping it up forever, that means big stuff's about to happen. You talked about this for decades. What are we seeing?
Well, I've long said when they start to attack Russia, It means, first of all, that the war is now getting close, that they want World War III. They want a nuclear preemptive strike by Russia and China on U.S. military forces, because that's the only thing that drives America to give up sovereignty and join a militarized global government. COVID doesn't do it. Only another war does. And that's why they've been building up these two enemies. And so this is the danger point. They're still covering for China. But, it's just like the Olympics. They should have pulled out of the Olympics out of protest of all the human rights abuse in China. But they didn't. They just did a diplomatic protest and then went ahead and continued to praise China throughout the Olympics. But they've absolutely turned against Russia now. And as I was saying, it is revolting to me. I look there with utter revulsion to see the same media talking heads who lied to us all this throughout this COVID pandemic and lied throughout all the years about disarmament and how wonderful it would be, et cetera, and how we can trust the Russians, et cetera. And now to have them telling mostly the truth, it doesn't give me any sense of satisfaction at all. I feel only revulsion that these people are so evil that they can turn and do both sides, both evil and truth, without any flick of conscience whatsoever. It's just incredibly revolting, Alex. But unfortunately, most conservatives don't think that deeply. Most conservatives say, look, I can't trust anything the mainstream media. If they say that Putin is a bad guy, he must be a good guy. This is extremely naive.
Well, sure, it's two-dimensional thinking, not even third-dimensional thinking, but pulling back from that, it almost becomes a Q-type thing, where Putin's part of the secret good side and all this is going on. And regardless if Russia's changed or Putin's, moved more towards the light, whether that's true or not, we can't count on Vladimir Putin to save us.
Well, and we can't trust him to ever tell the truth, period. Get that in your head, conservatives. You cannot trust Vladimir Putin to ever tell the truth. He's part of one of the three major conspiracies, worldwide conspiracies. Number one was the phony fall of the Soviet Union. Number two was that 9/11 was a attack by Muslims against the United States. It was deep state. And number three was this COVID pandemic. These are global conspiracies that have been bought in by almost 100% of the people, except for the few that understand these things. But they are going to culminate in a huge World War III, and Ukraine isn't it. It might be. If the U.S. and NATO were to actually try to stop Putin, he might start in retaliation with nuclear. But I tell you, he will not use nuclear weapons. He does not want to use them until China's ready to join with him. And China's clearly not ready yet. So this is not going to lead to World War III yet, but it is too late to stop now. And that's why the globalists, albeit a little bit early, have turned against Putin. And they went early because they had to use Putin as a foil against Donald Trump. Last Friday's World Affairs Brief, I outlined in some 12 pages all of the documentation that shows why the conservatives have bought into this phony idea that Putin is going to save us from the globalists, that he's a good guy. People, your listeners can get a free copy of that if they just go to World Affairs Brief and click on Request a Sample. And the key that I said is, first of all, the right wing or conservative pundits who don't understand the Russian threat are deceived by two things. Number one is lack of understanding of the phony fall of the Soviet Union. And number two, that the Maidan so-called coup, which everybody's been taught was a Western-directed coup overthrowing a legitimate president, Yanukovych, of Ukraine, was not a Western coup. Now, the Western had influence there. They threw billions of dollars.
Joel, stay there. We got to go to break. I want to come back and finish with this, and then there's big developments on the bioweapon lab news just now breaking. Huge developments on the other side. This is massive, and where we think this is going. So regardless, folks, what you think about Putin, we need to talk about what's going to happen next and get a lot of predictions here. Stay with us.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going. of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
Infowars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I know I help even most Democrats, most Republicans I know, mainline people, are rooting for the Russians. As we watch the American Empire invade all these countries and tell incredible lies and leave our borders wide open and devalue our currency and tell us how bad our nation is, to demoralize us, and then they see another country, and then you think, well, it must be good because the bad media we hate, and the Democratic Party we hate, and Republican neocons we hate, they hate that country. So that country must be good. I know this. I know that the Russian people and the people in Eastern Europe are on fire with anti-New World Order, anti-Soros, and that's real, and that's a good thing. Is Putin opportunistically using that? Whatever. The point is he did lie about invading Ukraine, and that was one time where just a month ago, they're talking to the State Department and say, you're in Alex Jones territory claiming you know they're about to invade. But no, they had the satellite, the spy, seeing the blood being brought up and the ambulances and the troops and the weapons and knew it was real. So just because our corporate media usually lies, well, sometimes they tell the truth if something like this is happening. So I get Joel Skousen's point. Regardless, I want to hit this huge news about world leaders not talking to Biden, where you think he's going, with some big breaking news with these bioweapon labs. But just in general, being a military guy and a historian, what are the different scenarios you could see unfold in Ukraine, and where do you see this going?
Well, it's hard to tell at this particular time. All I can tell is that Vladimir Putin is not going to give up. Ukraine is going to fall because the West is not going to help save it from that. And by the way, I need to correct you. I've never said that Zelensky is a double agent for Putin. In fact, I think he's the only legitimate nationalist Ukrainian president that they've elected. And that's one of the reasons why.
Yes, I misunderstood you. Going back, who was the one that they claimed they were pro-Ukraine, but you were saying might be a double agent?
And Poroshenko. Yeah, Poroshenko was the one that the Maidan coup brought into power. And so everyone thought, well, he must be a globalist puppet. But he wasn't. He was actually a Putin puppet who was masquerading as pro-Western. And that was
okay,
part
well, I'm
of the
sorry
reason.
I conflated that, Joel. Thanks for correcting it. So what do you think of Zelensky?
Well, actually, I think he's somewhat naive, or at least he started out somewhat naive, but he clearly doesn't have the deep state background that all of these others did. He did have one of the Ukrainian oligarchs who helped fund his campaign. But he's clearly not a neo-Nazi, and he is saying the right things. He's not fleeing the country. He is staying and fighting. He's rallying the people to fight, and he's really getting after the West for letting him fall. I mean, especially after the Russians bombed this hospital and maternity hospital, a lot of babies and things are dying. He said, you know, these are war crimes. And it was really sickening to see the U.S. start to talk about war crimes against Putin without ever admitting all the war crimes that we did in World War II, bombing all those civilian cities with phosphorus to turn them into firestorms. I mean, it was just the most criminal acts we ever did in World War II, but we've never been prosecuted. So, although they're telling the truth, these are war crimes by Putin. You know, these are the hypocrites calling the kettle black. So what I think is we're going to have a war of attrition against the civilians, and I think it's pretty soon going to get turned on Kiev. They've not been willing so far to obliterate Kiev. They want an agreement. That's why they've been meeting every other day to try to get an agreement, to try to get the Ukrainians to give in and say we've lost. And I'm afraid we're getting, you know, pretty close. That's why they're upping the civilian deaths pull on Zelensky to say, look, if you want more of your people to die, then just keep fighting because you can't win.
And you know, let me raise this point. One thing we know that Putin didn't lie about for sure was that he wasn't going to invade. And then he massed all those troops from all over ethnic areas of Russia, a lot of them conscripts, and told them, oh, it's a security mission. We're just going to take part of the east. And then, oh, now you're going all the way in. And that's why a lot of them have defected or quit. And they now spoke out and said, listen, you know, I got family not Alex Jones. You know, they're saying, I'm Russian. I've got family in Ukraine. They lied to us. So now we know that Putin did lie to his troops. Usually the U.S., even with false pretenses, will brainwash the troops for a year or two before they invade somewhere. They'll believe it. That's quite the tactic, not to have a large part of your military not know you're about to invade your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely true, Alex. He never put in his first-line troops into this invasion, and that's one of the reasons why it has stalled. But believe me, he's got an awful lot of first-line stuff available. He is reluctant to show it. He doesn't want the U.S. eavesdropping on his top-of-the-line weapons and what they can do. And that's why you're going to see people like Colonel McGregor, Doug McGregor, getting on Fox News and talking to Carlson about how the Russian military is weak, and this proves that they can't even conquer a country like Ukraine. Don't believe it. Russia's got a very, very powerful conventional military, and they aren't even using half of it. They're using conscripts, they're using second line people, they're using T-72s and T-80 tanks instead of the new Armada tanks and the T-90s. This is a real problem, but they are going to win the war. So it's just a matter of at what point Ukraine gives in and says, we'll let you win and take over. And essentially, it puts them in as a vassal state. They'll be completely demilitarized.
What does China do? I agree with you. What does China do with Taiwan?
Well, I think China's still going to attack Taiwan, and clearly China has taken a great deal of positive feeling from the fact that the West is not going to intervene in Ukraine or NATO in Ukraine, and that's a signal to China that we won't intervene if you take Taiwan as well.
And doesn't it look like the horrible exit out of Afghanistan, which we're for exiting but was done perfectly to collapse it, was almost to entice Russia to do this, and now what we're doing with Russia is enticing China to go into Taiwan?
And China also was enticed by the Afghanistan pullout, saying, look, you can't trust the Americans. They betrayed the Afghani people after claiming that they would protect them. So it was a double signal given to both the major predator powers, Russia and China, that we will not defend these countries. And to a certain extent, you see, the globalists want Russia to show their aggressive hand. They want China to show their aggressive hand, so that when World War III comes along, it won't be difficult to paint Russia and China as the two predator states that the U.S. media has protected us from seeing.
And you have been predicting this for over 20 years. In closing, real fast, and I'm going to come back after you're gone and get more into this, but we now have Victoria Nuland admitting they have all these labs, 300-plus worldwide, dozens in Ukraine, dozens more in Eastern Europe. Turns out that Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca invested in it. That's all confirmed. And then we have articles going back to 2005, U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioweapons, Obama setting up bioweapon labs there, Washington Post, and then the media trying to deny this for weeks, and then now going, okay, and admitting it. Why do you think this is all coming out now, and what does this signify?
Well, it's being exposed. That's why Victoria Nuland said these were the Ukrainian labs. It's just a pure lie. So the globalists are still protecting themselves, even as they're attacking Russia. But the Russians are going to gain control of all these weapons labs and all the research that they're doing there. There's no way to keep that out of Russian hands right now. But you see, remember, Russia has their own set of illegal bioweapons labs all throughout Siberia. And that's one of the reasons why they haven't been blowing the whistle on the U.S., because the whistle would be blown in reverse against Russia cheating on the bioweapons stuff in Siberia as well. So these are both evil empires that we're dealing with. So
do you buy the BS that the U.S. doesn't have hypersonic missiles? Because I remember seeing them being developed in the 80s. I see the Air Force third missile test fail. Does Russia really have better hypersonic missiles than us?
Yeah, they do. And China does as well. We're playing catch up with hypersonic missiles, but that's not the whole game. You know, the ballistic missiles with maneuvering warheads are still much more up of a powerful factor than the hypersonic missiles. They're really a danger to our naval forces out there in the sea. But the ICBM, you know, the Russians have about a 3 times greater capacity to hurt us with ICBMs than the U.S. does.
All right, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again, and hopefully we don't have World War III. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Millions of Americans and some of the horror stories out there, too, with what the big central banks are up to and what they're trying to bring in. And then we have another special guest joining us in the fourth hour, and that is the great Mike Adams. He really predicted over a year ago that they would next cut off the fertilizer, and he has just been on fire nailing it. So I'm going to co-host with Mike Adams in the fourth hour. And so much more. I have had a few crew members come in and hand me emails and, you know, say they disagree with Skousen. And that's why I put microphones in the control room if they ever want to, like, hey, pop my ear and then come on. But nobody ever wants to. Because I think it's, you know, important to challenge folks. I've known Joel 20-plus years. His uncle was high-level FBI and was the first person to expose the New World Order plan here in the U.S., even before the John Birch Society. So I respect him. I think he believes what he's saying. I think most of it's true. But really, a lot of it's perspective. I'm just saying, people hate our government so much that they're even like, oh, Xi Jinping standing up and Xi Jinping saying no to the New World Order. And that's true to a certain extent. He's saying, no, we're going to have three kids now, not one. And we're not going to turn our men into women because they know that's a poison. But China then funds that through four of the six Hollywood production houses they own. So I know China gains from the U.S. and Russia fighting with each other. And I'd like to see North Korea and all these places reformed. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see China reformed, all of it. But yes, America is run by the most evil crime syndicate on earth, but that's not our country. Now, getting back to these bioweapon labs, this is a big deal. And again, it's all over Twitter and Instagram, everywhere. People are sending me links. People saying, how does Jones know again? How did he know weeks ago that these weapon labs were real? And then indeed Russia was telling the truth. And they were owned by the, quote, U.S. Because we have articles going back to 2005 where they said all this. To counter the Russian threat, the U.S. is building these level 4 labs where, in the name of defense, they can produce weapons, just like what we saw at Wuhan. So let me show you some of these. I mean, it's not hard here to know the damn things were built there in the last 15 years. Here it is, Washington Post. U.S. aid Ukraine in countering bioterrorism. August 30, 2005, Joe Warrick. And it says Obama is spending billions to build this network of labs. Exclusive. Detail webpage shows Obama led an effort to build a Ukrainian-based biolab handling especially dangerous pathogens. And it links through the Washington Post article admitting all that. Documents expose Barack Obama ordered construction of biolabs in Ukraine to create dangerous pathogens. Here's one out of the San Francisco News. There's a bunch of these. Al Gore reports on the secret U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. So now that this is coming out, they've gone from saying these labs didn't exist and that I'm a big liar and all the rest of it to, okay, they exist, but they're Ukrainian labs. And we're worried the Russians are going to get it and release it. I mean, come on, people. Of course, we have the transcript of Nuland trying to overthrow Ukraine before, and they indeed did that under Obama. I mean, just look at that satanic woman. So do I lionize Putin and Russia? No. Am I naive? No. But are they the ones under attack? Has Russia been expansionist? No. The globalists running our country have been expansionist and are destroying the very nature of our country existing. And now they can try to get us to support the corrupt occupational government because we fear Russia, and China is 10 times a threat in my view that Russia is. But I have other guests on to give other perspectives because we're not a cult. It's like Sandy Hook. We barely ever even covered that in the aggregate, but the internet didn't think it happened. People questioned it. There were some anomalies. So I had people on that thought it happened and people that didn't think it happened. People would get mad and say, why are you having a couple of debates about this? You need to say it didn't happen. And I said many times, well, I can see how people think that. We've been lied to so much. And then get sued for that so they can get rid of the First Amendment. It's preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I question Jesse Smollett. Of course I question a lot of these events. And it turns out Snake Island didn't happen. And the ghost of Kiev didn't happen. And the Russians didn't make the reactor leak. So, yeah. And it turns out Biden is involved with his son in the bio labs. It's right here. Absolutely incredible. Here are the letters. They break it all down. So, yes, we're vindicated again, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not hard to be vindicated when it's on record. They just think that other people don't know how to look up articles from 16, 17 years ago. But we do. Now, I said I would get to this segment. But I'm going to hit it at the bottom of the hour. And the January 6th tyranny and where it's going has really crystallized. It's gotten very crystal clear. And it's come to a head, and it's bad. And just like I could tell you, when they start faltering with their COVID-19 power grab, they'll announce that the power grab's over, but they'll keep doing it in places where they've got control, like Australia, like Germany, and like South Korea. And then they'll just bring it back here later, and now they're releasing documents saying they plan to bring it back right after the election. They thought they'd have it during the election, but people saw through it, so now they're kind of backing off until the election's over in 244 days. This is all confirmed. Strategist documents are out, letters are out. We've already covered it. So we know exactly what they're thinking. But before they ever did that, I said, as soon as they hit enough opposition, they'll claim it's over when it's not over, and then they'll launch a big war and then a cyber attack because they don't even hide what they're planning in their policy reports. You know, new videos out that's going viral of 2009 where I say they're going to release a virus and lock down cities and make you wear masks and track everywhere you go with vaccine passports. Because that was in previous documents. But there I am before lockstep came out in 2011, nailing it. Because it's all I do is study these people. So let me tell you what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in 35 minutes. I'm going to tell you the next shoe to drop, and it's bad. Because they aren't lining up this January 6th thing and saying questioning elections is terror and let's arrest the opposition because they're not planning to do it. And they're just waiting with these little low-level indictments and things of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the rest of it and almost all that's made-up BS to target the Republican Party leadership itself. And make no mistake, that's who the real targets are. They plan to target the Trump populist movement, the whole leadership of it, and try to have a hot coup in America against a whole class of people that is destined to blow up in their face. But I just want it on record that I'm not involved in any of this, and if all these groups want to destroy the country and destroy your futures, I've done my work, I've exposed what's going on, that it's all insane. But I am not going to be drafted politically by their BS and suckered in to conflict in this country. But believe me, it's coming. So my retirement is at hand because they're going to cut the damn power off and stuff. I mean, people, you need to understand. I'm not telling you all this stuff to try to just, you know, tune in. He's saying wild stuff. This is where they're going. They've declared questioning elections and lockdowns terrorism. And they're training the military to take on the American people. While they call the military, using critical race theory and the deadly shots to get the smart folks out. So, this is the end of the republic. Maybe the political class will wake up. Maybe some sanity will reign. But almost like fighting them almost encourages them at this point. They're mentally ill. They're satanic. And we're a cursed country. And so in ways, we deserve what's about to happen to us. I wish it wasn't going to happen. Maybe God's going to give us a reprieve. I don't think so. But we need to stay on air as long as we can. We need to individually be as healthy and vibrant as we can be. And that's why everybody needs vitamin D3. We got great vitamin D3 at 50% off. That sells about to end. Winter sun with the vitamin K. And we've got X3, the highest quality iodine you're going to find for your immune system, your body, and everything, and it's 50% off. Even though we won't get more in for months and months and months, I want you to get it because you need it. It's 50% off. It's going to sell out in a week at current sales rates. Brett's in the sale on Winter Sun as well. They're all selling out. But it's a catch-22. I need the money in now. I'm selling it discounted. InfoWarsStore.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.